Oh, hold on, man. I gotta put my fucking buds on.
Fucking Christ, man.
Yeah. I'm fucking like disturbing my neighbors. Even though I do that anyway when I bang my head against
the wall. Hey, Janet, wake up.
But I try. Hey, Mabel. He's you at it again.
He's at it again, Bob.
Hey, Archie. Knock on the door.
Here's the broom. Use this broom.
Calm your tits, Edith. He's a maniac.
He's fucking nuts.
He's fucking nuts. I ain't going over there. Stifle yourself.
Is that Dos Equis?
Dude, man, don't do that shit when I'm drinking, man. You fucking did it again. Now my chest hurts. I fucking almost spit that shit up and I had to force swallow it. I had to fucking force swallow it.
Oh, you're used to it.
Oh my god. You, sir, are on point today.
I hope so. Because last weekend, I think I was pretty fucking lame. I was boring.
Really? I enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I just feel like I was
really
boring. Yeah, I was boring for people to watch.
Really?
Yeah. That's just,
I don't know.
Just me, maybe.
Maybe it's just you, yeah. If it's just your personal insecurities. It was fun, man. The whole thing was fun. And then afterwards, when we watched MMA together and fucking just shot the shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Indeed. Indubitably.
And again, like, the females are going to headline. And the females that are headlining, it's like, who cares? You both nobody. Like, it doesn't matter. But Uriah Faber is going to fight.
He's making a comeback last week. Like, what the fuck?
Me too. I was like, what the fuck? like last week, that dude called Uriah Faber out, and I was like, why is he calling out a retired fighter? This is weird.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that Faber was already coming out of retirement. I didn't see it in the news or anything.
Right.
So that should be fun. I like Faber. He's good.
He's cool.
But I mean, he's been out for like almost 2 years, 2.5 years or some crazy shit like that. So, I don't know. I don't know how, you know.
I'll say, was he training the whole time? Was he like at least keeping up? Or
He says so. He says he didn't miss a step.
Okay.
That's what he says. I kind of believe him because he runs a gym and he looks, he's always looking in great shape.
Right.
So he's probably one of those dudes that even though he doesn't fight anymore, he's just fucking always working out and always training other people and always like sparring and you know. But you know, not fighting for over 2 years, it doesn't matter if you stay in shape. You kind of, there could be ring rust. So we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see. But anyway, fuck MMA, right? I'm just a big fan. Like when I talk about it, I could go on and on, but let's not do that.
Nerd.
MMA nerd. But I don't buy the gear and the hats. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like I see people walking around like that. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it's like guys that look like me. This big fat dude with a fucking UFC shirt on. It's like, no, dude. And you're like, they're walking around like they're a fucking fighter. It's like, get out of here.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not like criticizing like people who buy gear, but like they're walking around like they're fighters or something. It's like, dude, I'll slap that hat right off your head. You ain't giving shit about it. And I'm not even an MMA fighter. Like, just stop, dude. Just stop. I took up martial arts back in the day, though. I took up First, I started off with boxing. I was a huge boxing fan when I was a little kid. So I did boxing for a number of years, and nothing, you know, I never made it to anything. Like, I did have fights, you know, like regionals and Emmys and all that shit. And I knocked out, I did my share of fucking knocking out motherfuckers. And I never got knocked out, but I, you know, I did, I got stopped a few times, defeated. And then I switched to like fucking martial arts, but like traditional martial arts.
Right.
Like I did Shotokan, and I did this weird shit called eight diagram fucking fist boxing kung fu. Like
eight diagram fucking.
Yeah, eight diagram fucking. Like eight ways to kung fu your bitch. No. So I did that, but then as the years went by, and like I got turned down to MMA, I started doing jiu-jitsu, but like the jiu-jitsu place that I went to was like bogus. It was like bullshit jiu-jitsu. Like they weren't doing anything.
Right.
You know, like it was like, come on, man. When are we going to actually grapple and, you know, really roll? Mm-hmm. It wasn't that kind of, it was the bullshit kind of gym. So I fucking left it, and then I went to a different one, and then actually rolled around, and I still suck. I fucking suck. I got into it too late, you know? Like, I got into it way too late in the game, so I fucking, like, I'm never going to get that black belt, probably. Like, by the time I get, if I ever get it, I'm going to be, like, 80 or some shit. Like, I'm going to be in a wheelchair going, oh, I finally got my jits belt. Oh, cack. Like, I fucking suck. I just get subbed left and right. But it's good. It's fun, you know. I have my moments, you know. Like, I have my moments, even though I suck.
Mr. Chico, you keep karate chopping me. You're not going to get your pudding.
Right, exactly. Headbutt. You're not supposed to do that. It's like, sorry, I'm sorry, I panicked. I was going unconscious. I had to do something. poke him in the eye and shit. And stick my thumb up his ass or something. Anything that works. Like, I panicked. I'm sorry. I fucking suck. That's, if you people out there don't get what I'm trying to say, I fucking suck at it. But it's fun. It keeps you in shape and all that shit. Like, relatively, anyway. Yo, you know who has a fucking black belt in jiu-jitsu that's, like, fucking cool? Like, fascinating?
Huh, who?
Al Bundy.
You know what? I knew that.
Yeah, you knew that? Wow, that's awesome. Not a lot of people know that.
No, definitely, yeah.
He got a black belt in jiu-jitsu, man.
Wow. That must have helped him in football and those, what, three touchdowns of poke high?
That's right, pig. All American.
No pig.
Not tonight, pig. Oh my shit, God. I would have bang pegged right through the floor if I was out of London. He's a big dude, too, man.
Yeah.
He's fucking big.
Yeah.
So, jits plus his size, you're probably going to get subbed, man. You're probably going to get choked out. You know who else? I guess who's a fucking MMA? Another weird, like, not too many people know this, but it's kind of cool. And she's an MMA fighter. Uh-huh. And I'll give you a hint. She's the daughter of a super famous director. Movie director. So name your top movie directors, like, of all times, like the top grossing fucking directors.
Like, I'm talking like Spielberg?
And keep going.
I don't know.
You're up there. You're very close.
Shit. My God.
What's the other big dude besides Spielberg? The big motherfucker. The fucking...
Fuck, what the hell's his name?
Come on, you can do it. I know, it's like on the tip of your tongue, right?
I don't know.
Which way did it go, George? Which way did it go, George? That's a hint. George.
George Lucas?
Yes. His daughter is an MMA fighter.
Really?
Yeah, Amanda Lucas, I think her name is. Yeah. And she's like smothering bitches over in Japan and shit. Like she's a big bitch. Like if you look at her, you're like, oh damn. She's big.
Like big all around or like just like, tall?
Not like a fat slob or anything, but like right. Big. Like a big fucking woman. Like big. Like, if she lays on top of you, you ain't going nowhere.
You know? Nowhere.
Right. Like, if she's your girl and, like, it's time for you to go to work, and she throws that thigh across. You know how girls will turn around and hug you and throw their thigh across you?
Uh-huh.
Like, that fucking thigh is probably so heavy, you ain't going nowhere. Like, that's how big she is. She's that big. Like, and she gets on top of these bitches and, like, just. I feel sorry for them. She
What's
just
her smuggled. First name?
I think it's Amanda. It might be Amanda. I mean, my brain is fucked, but I think it's Amanda Lucas.
Oh,
but you can easily just Google it. George Lucas' daughter.
I'm looking at her now. She's
Yeah, she's big. She's big. That's a big bitch. Yeah. That's a big woman. That's a big woman.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's not big. It's not fat.
No, she's not. She's just like big. Right?
Stocky?
Yeah.
You want to say
stocky? Yeah, like she's an Amazon. Put it like that. Like she's fucking huge. Like she's like, oh Lord. Like if you fucking. Like if she rides you, like if you're the one on the bottom and she's riding you,
your pelvis is broken 5 places.
Yeah, just hang on for dear life.
Death by snoo snoo.
Oh my god. Death by snoo snoo. Exactly. That's absolutely 100% accurate. You ain't going nowhere, buddy. Just hold on for dear life.
Oh, shit.
Imagine that shit. Imagine that ass on you, man. Holy shit. That's like her ass just by itself is like probably 100 pounds. Holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't look at her ass. I just looked at. She was like, there's a picture of her with her fist at the bottom.
Yeah, she's big. She got big old hands. Like, she'll face palm you. Like, you just grab your whole head. Like, just grab your head. She'll like a basketball.
She'll shack your face.
Yeah, she'll shack you, right? She'll just palm you.
Hey, I want that face.
I'm horny tonight. Death by snoo-snoo. So yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Yes, darling. My Amanda. Be gentle.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
Hey? Speaking to my good ear, sonny. Hey?
Hey, no.
Oh, Lord. That was hilarious. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look, I've had dying pieces. I've had beautiful women, but am I man enough to hit that? like, would I make it? Like, it's an intriguing challenge, you know what I mean? It's like something you haven't done before, you know, something different. It's like, would I make it or would I just fucking like gas out? Like, just like, I can't do this. I'm tapping out. She's like, you're gonna go to nowhere. Come back here. Get your ass out of here. I'm not done with you yet.
Me no finish.
Death by snooze. That is so perfect. That's literally probably what would happen. Just be like, wow, what did I get myself into? I fucked a fat bitch once, though. I admit it.
We're like on the subject, but that was still so like off topic at the same time.
I know, I'm terrible, but cut out whatever you have to cut out.
I kind of want to keep that just because it was so fucking out of left field.
No, I did. I fucked the fat. She was like 280 pounds, dude. Like, she was big. Like, I don't know why I did it. I just fucking did it. I just went, you know what? Let's find out what it's like to fuck a fat bitch.
YOLO.
Yeah, like, you only live once. Fuck it. Like, let's see what it's like, you know?
And again, we went south really quick.
I know. It's like lightning speed. I take the blame. I'm sorry. I'm a dirty, dirty, dirty bastard. We went from like 0 to 100, yeah. 20 miles per hour. We're going to probably burn out real quick. Oh, man. What a life.
Indeed. But I'll be right back because I need to get more dumb juice.
Dumb juice. All right.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Welcome back. But brunette is just a fucking bartender. She's a bad old bitch. She's just like a bartender. Like, she fucking bartends in like 3 different bars. And, like, they're all fucking holes in the wall. And
nice.
She's crazy. She comes and goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's cool, people. She's cool, man. Like, she's seriously cool. Like if she's the type of girl that if I got into a fight, she would fucking start helping me beat the person down just on general principle. Like, I can't even say, like, get back. I can't do it. Like, she would just go to the garbage can and grab a bottle and smash it over. Like, she's crazy.
I just imagine you in like the movie Roadhouse.
Just kicking everything in sight. Roadhouse.
Roundhouse.
It's like, how much? Go to the store and shit and be like, how much does this ice cream cost? Really that much? Roadhouse. So it's like, I don't throw out the garbage, I just kick it out the window. Roadhouse. Roadhouse. That's what I do, but that's what I say when I come. I'm like, oh, Roadhouse. Roadhouse, bitch.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Hamana, pow, right in the kisser.
Close the window, you're letting all the stank out.
Pow! Good for you, honey.
Hey, Lois. Diarrhea. Peter, I was holding iced tea.
I'm coming. I came. Good for you, honey. Good for you.
Good for you, Peter.
I'll finish myself off later. Good for you, Peter. Well, I'm sticking with Brooklyn. Yesterday, the other day, I had some more of that, the Irish shit, the Irish red ale.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm liking that shit, dude. Yeah. You got to try that shit, man. You got to try that shit. I think you would like it.
I'll probably go to the liquor store tomorrow. Send me a message with the name of it. What was it again?
Man, I don't know.
Dude. You gotta check this shit out.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. What's it called? I have
no idea. Beer. It's called beer, man.
It has the word red in it.
It's like Irish and it's beer. No, I can't fucking remember.
Oh, don't worry about it. Send me a message later.
No, I will. I'll totally hook you up. Don't worry about it. Because it's new. It's brand, like, I just, it's new, and I don't, and I'm just fucking, I have two brain cells to rub together at this point.
I can see the fucking smoke coming out of your ears right now.
I know, right? It's like, it's like steam coming out of the top of my head.
Hamster's working overtime.
I know. They need a nap. It's like my brain is like a peanut floating in like a bowl of snot at this point. Like that's just what it is. Let me see something. Stay silent for like a minute. Let me see something. Echo! Yo! Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
I'm gonna cut that part out and just have that play for like 10 minutes straight.
That's gonna be the whole cast.
just you saying that over
just,
and over.
Just loop it. Do you have anything in the background? Like, is a kid playing a video game or television?
Everyone's in bed. The only thing I can think of on my end is I do have a fan blowing. You might be able to hear that.
That's weird. Okay. Maybe it's just the little people in my head.
It could be.
I'm having an episode or something.
Hey, like, guys, let's fuck with them.
The little midgets with hatchets are coming back for me again.
Aren't those Sorry, folks. He's officially lost it.
I'm losing it over here.
All right, you're listening to Rocky and Chico here on Puck Rock Cheeseburger. We will see you later.